invite you to be with me in a spirit of prayer as we lift joys and concerns that have been shared with us, and then as we enter into a spirit of prayer. Loving God, hear our prayers. With joy for Connie Tanis, who celebrates a birthday on Wednesday, for Ginny Wilkinson, who celebrates a birthday on Thursday, for Lorene Ahrens, who also has a birthday coming up, we surround all of them and all celebrating momentous days with our joy. And with concern, we pray for the family of Ruth Strasbaugh, who passed away last week. We think especially of her husband, Charles, and hold him and his family close in spirit and prayer. We also lift up Craig Newberger, friend of the McMullins, who is back at the hospital at Penn, keeping also in our prayers his wife, Trudy. We take time now to lift up names and faces and situations on our own hearts and minds. Loving God, you truly are our strength and our refuge, a place of protection, a place of peace held in the midst of the chaos and busyness that surrounds us. How good it is to know that a place has been prepared for us, that there is room for all in the shelter of your love. We ask that you make us present as we stand in that refuge place, as we stand on your firm foundation, as we come to you now in prayer. God, you are not only the cornerstone of this church community, but the cornerstone of each of our lives. In the midst of trouble, in the thick of our grief, our sadness, our confusion, your strength remains. We lift up to you all those who are struggling, those who are in pain, those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, those who are in the hospital, those who are on the front lines, those who need to know the unshakable nature of your love, your peace, and your presence. God, in the midst of celebration, when we light up with joy, expectation, when we see and appreciate life's beauty, you are the hope that fills us. We think of those who are delighting in the goodness that surrounds us, the many ways in which we know and feel your presence of joy and hope in our midst. We think of those celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, sweet time spent with family, moments of relief, feelings of contentment. We know, God, whether joy or concern, you hear our prayers. You know all of the names that we speak, all the faces who fill our minds, all the prayers that are written on our hearts. God, when our world feels rocked, you are the rock to which we cling. When we need building up, you are our solid foundation. We place our prayers of joy and concern into your hands now, knowing that you hear us with an ear of love and compassion, and that you care deeply for us and for all people. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Friends, our world has indeed been rocked, and there are rocks on the path all around us. But may we not ever forget that God is our rock. We heard the words of the familiar hymn, "On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." May we, even though we are apart, stand together on that rock. And as you go forth into this day, whatever the day may hold for you and those you love, I challenge you with the words that we have been challenging you with the past many weeks. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, may God's light surround you. May God's love enfold you. May God's power protect you. May God's peace sustain you, now and always. Amen.